live from the Miami Marlins containment facility, it's Shenanigans.
The Orioles aren't going to lose again tonight. It's
the,
awesome.
The Orioles, the first game wasn't so pretty.
Not so good, but they
but two games against the Red Sox looked pretty good.
Really? Good for them. They're on a streak.
Anytime the Red Sox can get their asses handed to them is a good day.
Yep. Agreed.
This week we have Rich.
Hello.
And Walden. He's not saying anything again. And Matt.
Hello.
I'm Craig.
He's like that employee that you write up and he refuses to sign the form.
I'm not signing it, so it didn't happen.
That's what my union rep can come take a look at it.
What, you can refuse to sign the write-ups?
Yeah. You just write refuse to sign and date it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
It's like, I'm not going to acknowledge that I had any wrongdoing. You're only acknowledging that you received the write-up.
Can I
You're not
get my permanent
anything.
Record right. from some of the other places I've worked at?
Good luck with that. I don't think they care anymore.
Probably not.
I know, I don't.
They've already sent it on to the CIA. So don't worry about it.
It's like in the J. Edgar Hoover movie where he has those all those filing cabinets and he has all the cards on people.
Exactly like that.
It's all at the guidance office at the high school.
He's wearing ladies' underpants
they,
the whole
they
time.
They said it was going on your permanent record. They fucking meant it.
Permanently.
This shit's going on your tombstone.
Wonder what happens with all those old records like that. They're not permanent.
They use it to update the facial recognition software. And
that they can't use. We're not going to get into that again.
How come, Craig?
I still don't agree with it.
You don't feel strongly about that?
I feel very strongly about it. It's not proven to work.
You can't spend, they won't let them try.
You can't. Well, it's been out in other places.
I think we got started on it.
You can't spend $3 million on an unproven system without having the knowledge of...
It's $3 million now?
$2.7 million.
I thought it was a million.
Is that all? By two. Fuck it.
By two. Plus, you got to have somebody. You got to hire somebody part-time to actually watch it. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
I'm available.
It's a great job. It is a great job.
I'll take temperatures on the way in, too. Shit.
Not only, those times. Not those times. No.
I can't take that type of temperature.
No.
It is more accurate, but you still can't take that type of temperature.
And don't switch the thermometers because the other one tastes funny.
They just pointing at your head now, right?
It's like, yeah, it's a laser thermometer.
Every time they do that,
laser.
I think about...
Freaking laser.
No Country for Old Men.
Never seen
freaks
it.
Me out.
The dot. On the laser dot. Yeah.
Do you know how they put cows down?
Yes.
Okay. So the guy's walking around killing people. He pulls up in a stolen police car and he walks out with the thing. And he says, step out of the car, please. Stand still. And they just oblige while he pumps this into their forehead. And every time they take my temperature, I'm thinking, I hope that's not the cow thing. Because you don't know.
You'll find out.
Yeah. So far, it's just been the temperature thing, thank God.
Just the temperature thing so far. I got a phone call from the doctor's office the other day, and one of the other inhabitants of this house happened to have a doctor's appointment that day. So I answered thinking that they were going to cancel or anything. Yeah, it's time for your annual checkup. We need to send you for some blood work. Like, okay, my appointment's the 5th. It takes 3 days. So if I get it done on the 7th, that gives me all of this week and all of next week to, like, fast. Not eat anything bad, and walk around the block 15 times a day.
For what type of test?
My annual checkup.
Oh.
My over 40 annual checkup.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably be eating a lot of greens.
I don't eat green food. It's not ripe yet. That's why it's green.
You need roughage to clean out your intestinal garden.
I go to Mighty Taco for that.
Ooh. How the hell are you growing in there?
Oh, you'd love it.
I think so. But at least we're not talking about sports anymore.
Oh, we're going to.
Fuck.
You thought you got away with it.
Two things. Buffalo Blue Jays, we talked about them last week, and guess what? We've got them ish. And that stadium would have been ready. Salem's Field would have totally been ready if the Blue Jays management hadn't told the Bison's management to stop working on it. How do you, I think we discussed this last week, how do you have a city literally begging for you to come in and ignore them 3 times?
Because it's fucking Toronto and they suck.
They're our new favorite team, right?
Nope.
First, so they couldn't play in Canada.
Right.
Then they try to go to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Buffalo's jumping up and down. Me, pick me, pick me, pick me.
We're your affiliate. Come here.
Right. And it's a major league stadium aside from the press box and the locker rooms.
Minor adjustments
and
it
the
would
lights
have been fine.
And the bullpens.
Well, the bullpens are easy to fix.
And the lights.
August 11th, I
August
think.
August 11th. If the season makes it that far.
Right.
And Pittsburgh came right out and said, we don't want them.
And then they wanted to go to Baltimore, and Baltimore was super excited because they were going to get Major League Baseball in town.
Right. After decades.
Smart ass.
He thought up a decent joke. He's just going to beat the shit
oh, yeah
out of it.
Beat that drum till the can.
Actually,
it's,
you know what? They have pleasantly surprised me because they've beaten the Red Sox twice.
Wait, is there baseball happening now?
Not tonight. Well, there are some, but...
Oh, there is. I was watching...
Did the Phillies game get postponed?
Yes, because okay. I think... I believe so, because I think the Phillies were in Miami.
Okay, and then the Yankees go to the Phillies later for an interleague game. Something.
Sure. I'm sure they do, yeah.
And honestly, when we're talking about this whole pandemic thing, Major League Baseball has it the easiest, because it's not much of a contact sport. You pretty much keep your distance. All your positions are far away, so you have to think about the dugout. They have the whole stadium to themselves because you can't have fans in, so you just take the first row and sit them every three seats. So it seems like it would be simple.
And those bigger stadiums have huge dugouts, so you can segregate them, make them all wear masks while they're in the dugout. That's what my son is supposed to have to do when they're playing.
So if they can't do it, what's the hope for the NFL or hockey? And forget basketball. There is zero chance that basketball happens more than one or two games.
Right.
Zero chance. Because those guys, they're dripping with sweat, bouncing off each other.
Right. As long as nobody's sick going into, they're all being kept in that bubble, right?
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah, but as long as they're isolated to themselves, they should be fine.
Till the whores show up.
I was just going to say, till one guy sneaks that one hooker in.
Right. That COVID social disease.
That's not how it's going to go. It's going to be like the beginning of Forrest Gump where the feather's floating through the air. That's going to be the virus just floating through the air. It's going to land next to somebody on a park bench and we're all dead.
That prostitute's name is Typhoid Mary, by the way.
Typhoid Mary.
You know,
prostitute zero.
You know what season I'm looking forward to? Letterkenny.
Do we get a date on it yet?
Next year.
Really?
Next year?
I thought it was... further down the road.
Same thing with the Star Trek Discovery. They booted it. It was supposed to be in March. Then it was supposed to be in April. Then they said July. Then possibly August. And then the official date came out today of October 15th. Or October 10th, somewhere in there. So middle of October before that new season comes out.
Still a better season than hockey.
I got to agree with you there.
There is going to be no hockey season. It's only the playoffs.
Better to focus on
Star
Trek.
And they report today, right? Or tomorrow.
I have not paid any attention to hockey other than the Sabres aren't bothered.
We finally have something in common when it comes to sports.
Not paying any attention to hockey?
Nope.
Not even what's happening in Seattle?
Oh, the Kraken?
Yes.
I did see the...
My brother lives out there. He is so pissed off at the name. He goes, great, they're going to say we're crackheads and we play in a crack house. And my wife goes, well, that could be their slogan. Show us your crack. No.
Are you talking about the naked protester?
No. Wrong state. Close.
You said Washington.
Yeah, but Portland's in the socialist state of Oregon.
Well, there's Portlands in Washington and all over the place.
And Maine.
There's lots
and
of Portlands.
Not that Portland, where that naked chick's walking around.
I just wanted to bring it.
Okay. You sent us the video. Here's the question. Are they shooting paintballs at her, and that's why the guy is there with the shield?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think they're intentionally missing her, at least.
Yeah.
But not me.
I don't think they were shooting anything at her. They were shooting in her general direction. There was definitely a smoke bomb of some sort.
They were aiming for her, but they went to the stormtrooper school of
right.
pew, pew, targeting.
Pew, pew, pew. We can't hit it unless it's a plot device.
Her gigantic bush is like a force field.
The Schwartz is strong with her.
I read a book yesterday.
No.
Shut up. I read a book yesterday that was supposedly written by a guy who was part of a SEAL team. Not SEAL Team 6, but that's what the novel's about.
Like the circus SEALs?
Exactly. Three times in the book, the guy is cornered, and a terrorist shoots at him and misses him while he's cornered literally in a corner. I'm like, come on. This is a terrible plot device. Would you go to George Lucas for advice?
It's like police squad.
Because you know the terrorist isn't going to fire one shot. He's going to just put it on full auto and spray. So the guy would have died. I mean,
right. And they've been practicing with guns since they were little kids.
Yeah.
The terrorists.
Yeah, they're usually just shooting in the air, though, in celebration. They're not used to hitting anything.
Not in the movies I've seen, the videos I've seen. They get them target practicing when they're like three.
Tell us about this video, man.
No, don't tell us about that, man.
Well, I thought it was a college recruiting video when I opened it up.
Turns out it was from a Nigerian prince.
There went my tuition.
So last week or so, our governor, we're not going to get into politics, but we are getting into politics.
God damn it, stop that.
You know, this is a politics we can get behind.
Naked protesters are all the politics we need.
Oh, no, no, no.
Wait.
We do need
attractive naked protesters.
Yeah, you better clarify that.
Last week, Governor Cuomo said that wings are not meals.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
That's the best way I've heard it put so far. And he's wrong.
Goddamn right he's wrong.
The only way he could be more wrong is if he dipped those fuckers in ranch.
I bet you he does, too.
It even comes with a side dish. Celery.
Right.
He's probably a vegan, and he thinks the cauliflower that's been dipped in hot sauce is a chicken wing, and it's not.
Playing along with this, because it's follow the leader in this country, California says, you know what? Cuomo's right. Wings are not a meal. So as Governor Gavin Newsom of the state of California attempts to establish rules of operations for a bevy of industries, what do you got?
Strike one.
Okay.
His name's Gavin.
That's what I said. Oh,
right. No.
No, Gavin?
That's his strike one. His name is Gavin.
Okay. He's
never
a second
trusted
strike?
Gavin.
And his last name. He's got a name like an asshole.
There
Gavin
is an O in it.
Newsom.
Buffalo chicken wings do not constitute a meal per the state of California.
Buffalo chicken wings, strike two. They're chicken wings.
They're just wings, man.
Here, they're just wings because that's how we know them to be proper. Everywhere else, they're buffalo wings because they're
buffalo not Wild Buffalo. Wings is going fucking crazy.
They suck. they suck, too.
They do. They're terrible. Snacks such as pretzels, nuts, popcorn, pickles, and chips, those are being disqualified as meals. Food ordinarily served as appetizers or first courses such as cheese stick, fried calamari, chicken wings, pizza bites, egg rolls, pot stickers. What the fuck are pot stickers?
They're those little pierogies.
It's a Chinese
Asian
thing.
Pierogies.
Okay. Flatulence, cup of soup.
Flautas.
Eat my flatulence. It's a meal.
Pull my finger. Dear Gavin, any small portion of a dish that may constitute a main course is not served in a full portion.
Okay, I have to agree. That's not a meal.
What's not a meal?
Tapas. They're talking about small portions, a bite of something. Now, you
so
put all
what
this
I like,
together on one platter, now it's a sampler. Now it's a meal.
My mom and dad will go, and they'll get an open meatball sandwich, and they'll split it. So that's not allowed?
It's since
it's now a smaller serving.
That's a sandwich.
Okay.
Sandwich is not disqualified here.
Side dishes such as bread, rolls, Cuomo fries, onion rings, and small salads, mashed potatoes, rice, and veggies. Anything reheated, refrigerated, or frozen entrees and desserts.
No Hot Pockets. Sorry, Gonzo's.
They really serve
they
Hot
used
Pockets.
To. Now they have actual food. They used to, yeah, you could order Hot Pockets at Gonzo's back in the day.
That actually makes sense, though, because that is the ultimate drunk food.
It's drunk food, right.
It's like going to the pizza place over around the corner there.
Right.
Cash only.
Large, no fish, 3/4. That's how you eat it.
So people are saying that the state cannot define a meal. They're trying to. And New York State is trying to do it. They're trying to basically do an end-around prohibition.
Right.
I get it.
He's trying to shut down the nightclubs and the establishments that don't have a kitchen or menus.
Right. I get it. They don't want people standing around drinking.
Right.
Because you're going to do something irresponsible. You're going to not have the mask on and get close to somebody. And
you're going to do something totally irresponsible like vote for Gavin Newsom for governor Andrew Cuomo.
You're going to catch it because you're going to be in the men's room eating somebody's butt when you're not supposed to. Not that I've done that lately.
But
the royal
I thought glory holes were okay.
It's not on the disqualified list.
Right.
What they're trying to say is, you can go into a restaurant where you're going to have a meal and also get alcohol, but you can't go get just alcohol unless you're having a meal. Why they're jumping through all these fucking hoops is beyond me.
there are so many people out there right now who think of nothing of calling in on your neighbors or driving past someplace and seeing people at someone's house, calling them in because they're breaking pandemic rules. That's bullshit. That's totally Nazi era Germany when you call in your neighbors.
Yep.
Yep.
And even New York State has set up hotlines to call in on bars who are breaking these rules.
There's a restaurant up on Transit that's owned by a Lockport High School graduate that had the health department come in, see nothing was wrong, mm-hmm. and then they said, pull your tapes from last Friday so that they can see if they were using appropriate social distancing on like a busy night.
I would tell the health department to fuck off.
Exactly. Yep. Pretty much.
It only lasts for 48 hours. It's past. It's Monday.
Right. Oh, I got an idea. For a meal, why don't you eat me? How's that?
Are you Jesus?
One wafer at a time.
Take and eat all of it.
That shouldn't take long.
Repeat. 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 Repeat.
Yeah, there's been a bar on the west end of the city who's been called in several times for nothing going on. And it's just, stop calling. Stop. Stop, Karen. I don't care if your name's Karen or Carl. Stop. You're a douchebag.
God damn it, Carl.
It's just the state trying to define something that's hard to define. And the thing is, if they just say, okay, you whatever your limit is for, like, maximum capacity under normal circumstances.
It's like 25% or something like that.
You get 10% of that. And that's it. And you can have that many people. And you can do normal bar stuff. But when you're full, you're full.
Right.
And then you can run a business. If you can run a business that way. And if you can't, then just close. And eventually, the state will get that, oh, wait, everything closed.
Yeah, where's our tax money? We haven't sold shit.
Right. And where's my handout, please? From mm-hmm. all these business owners, all these unemployed people who are working in businesses that can't be sustained. This is the clatter that legislators and government people, whatever you want to call it, justify their own existence.
Right.
Where they're just ruining everybody else's. It is ridiculous. I see what they're trying to do, but they're bureaucrating everything.
What ends up happening is, of the few who are breaking the rules, you're now punishing the people who have followed the rules also.
I get that.
All this hubbub and all they needed to do was serve cow urine.
What timing.
I'm good.
Y'all right over there? Did you catch yourself before you?
No, I'm good. You almost got me, but you didn't get me. What's this about cow urine now?
6 months into the global pandemic and we don't have a vaccine to counter the invisible virus, even though human trials are still being fast-tracked across the world. In the midst of this, West Bengal BJP, whatever that is, Dilip Ghosh.
Good job, professional.
Dilip Ghosh has recommended drinking cow urine to fight the virus.
Again.
Has he done this before?
He's an advocate.
Really? If I talk about cows, people fall sick. I tell them a donkey will not understand the worth of a cow. This is India, the land of Lord Krishna, and here, cows are God we worship.
This is a really bad translation, I'm guessing.
No, yeah. It sounds better if you actually use the accent.
I can't do it that.
If I talk about cows, people fall sick. Or not sick, but sick. I tell them a donkey will not understand the word of a cow.
It makes more sense with
this
the
is
accent.
India, the land of Lord really Krishna. Does. And here cows are God we worship. We will have cow urine to stay healthy. Thank you very much. Come again.
Thank you, Apu.
Thank you, drive through. They worship cows. They venerate cows so much they're not allowed to touch them or anything. Cows just walk freely in India and a lot of times are diseased and are probably suffering. But they can't do anything about it. But you're going to drink that cow urine?
Oh, yeah. It'll see. If you can survive that cow urine, you can survive the virus. How's that?
It's probably cleaner than the Ganges River.
That's true, too.
Probably. They use cow urine and cow manure.
Dung, yeah.
For like, religious ceremony. They eat it. They drink it as part of their festivities.
I will not be converting.
There's better ways to get a Whopper, guys. That's all I'm saying.
That's what she said.
Did I do it?
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right.
That's what she said.
Yeah, he's recommended this before. He also, this is the guy that said that cow's milk has gold in it.
Schlager.
He wasn't making a euphemism. He literally believes that cow milk contains gold.
What's his status on the shape of the world? I wonder.
Seriously?
I'm curious now. Somebody should ask him, hey, cow urine guy, is the earth flat or is it round? And just see what he says.
It is cow-shaped, obviously. India is the udder, where the gold comes out.
I wonder if he's offended by the cow jumps over the moon story.
It could go higher if it wanted to.
India's first astronaut was Bessie. We've now been stuck in quarantine or lockdown for 4 months. Right around 4 months, right? Four and a half
is that
months?
It
seems like a hell of a lot longer.
It does.
What was the joke during, I think it was in beginning of May, they said January had 31 days, February had 29 days, March had 31 days, April had 419 days. While we've been stuck, what has there been to do? A new survey reveals lockdown has made UK residents hornier than ever. And I guess you could say that this is easily proven, because if you look at Pornhub stats, they're way higher since March 13th.
That, and they only asked people named Randy.
Randy. Yes. Hi, how are you? I'm Randy.
Oh, there's one for that category. Wow. These UK residents are Randy.
They're at a Randall convention. At the start of June, the British government introduced new coronavirus laws, which made it illegal for couples who lived in different houses to have sex indoors or stay overnight. So you have to leave, but we're fucking out on the park bench out front. In response, tabloids were quick to call the law a sex ban shortly after the hashtag sex ban trended on Twitter. This misunderstanding came from the fact that the definition of gathering is so wide that it could encompass any kind of human activity, including sex.
Gathering of penis.
According to a survey conducted on 1,000 UK residents by the adult webcam site I'm Live, the sex ban only made people hornier. The research aimed to see whether citizens had obeyed the new rules and shed some light on their sexual behaviors during lockdown. The findings revealed a clear breach of the rules and showed UK residents are the horniest they've been in over 50 years. During the lockdown, more UK residents participated in threesomes. 6.5% of the people in the UK have participated in a threesome with their flatmates during the lockdown.
Flatmates.
During the lockdown, anal has been on the rise. It made an 11.61% resurgence among UK residents since lockdown, with 10% of women trying it for the first time ever and last time.
Well, he didn't have to go anywhere and walk all
the
time.
Say, boy, were they bored.
During the lockdown, UK residents reported having more sex than before. 30.1% of respondents said they were having more sex during lockdown than before the lockdown. Okay. More sex means more injuries. All good things come with a price.
Oh, more broken
broke dick. During lockdown, 4.5% of UK residents have reported having a sex-related injury. Other statistics from I'm Live's survey showed that 20% of women were planning to get their freak on once the lockdown ended, and 50% of UK men didn't consider it cheating if their partner attended a live webcam session with other people. There's live webcam sessions?
Mm-hmm. You're so coy.
No. Really?
Yeah, there's whole websites dedicated to that.
That's how cam girls make their money.
The fuck is cam girls?
A girl that makes her money being in... doing live shows.
Have we stumbled on a porn that Craig doesn't know of?
Oh, shit! Have you not been watching TV at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No.
The commercials are all, call us live. Go to this website to see us live.
I really watch TV and had no idea.
He's
really had no idea.
He's watching the other kinds of pornography, apparently. The pre-recorded stuff.
8mm. Because it's way better than anything you get today.
It doesn't get some hornier than...
You mean the Nicolas Cage movie?
No, no, no. More like Boogie Nights.
Where is he?
It was a Boogie Nights reference.
Yeah, so let's go back to this camp thing.
Well, it's a website, and okay. You go on, you pick your girl, and if she's available, she's on there.
It can't be free.
Oh, fuck no, it's not free. She'll only do certain things if you pay for credits and give them the credits.
It's like an arcade.
Right. So for
buy tokens.
So for 50 credits, I'll touch my pussy. In. For 50 credits, I'll take my top off. Sometimes there's couples, and they'll do other stuff for more credits.
What are their names?
What's this website?
I don't even do porn on premium. I'm not going to pay those assholes to pay in front of me.
You're literally paying those assholes.
All right, that's a different website, but yeah.
Here's 20 tokens.
That's all you're getting.
A poker in the eye. Do it. I paid you 20 tokens. Poker in the eye.
Paint my house.
Paint my house.
So this is kind of like the 21st century version of phone sex.
/ peep shows.
It's FaceTime. FaceTime sex.
That's a little more private.
Isn't that how you get banned on Facebook? You can't go Facebook Live with us, right?
Once.
You'll make your family so proud.
I had no fucking idea. Weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
I feel like you're building this up to something.
Mm-mm.
I think it's normal, but 2/3 of the shit I think normal.
We don't want to know. Actually, the 2/3, we probably wouldn't mind. That extra third, though?
Yeah, we don't want to live in that part of your brain there, Matt. Thank you.
There's days I don't want to be in that part of my brain.
I don't know. I just don't know how you edit for content if it's live.
You don't.
What happens if something bad happens?
Well, that's the price of... There are college girls...
How do you Photoshop your dick bigger or the cottage cheese out of your ass if you're doing it live?
You don't.
What the fuck?
So us normal fellas wouldn't be making any fucking money.
That's why you got to buy the tokens.
Right.
I use the walleye lens. Look at the girth on this one. Don't move your phone. Don't move your phone.
Why is your bedroom round?
Like the world.
Waiting for P. Diddy to pop out and start dancing.
Whatever. I don't get it.
Sorry.
We're going to move on?
Barely.
Please take the next story.
Berlin's bondage studios and erotic massage parlors can reopen for business after a court decided that appending them to a blanket closure of brothels, mind you, to help contain the coronavirus pandemic was discriminatory. So they can reopen, but only if everyone in the BDSM studio is wearing a mask.
Check, already there.
Right. Does it have to have a zipper over the mouth or
ball gag or no ball gag?
Well, see, the ball gag wouldn't cover your nose, so that doesn't count. You got to cover the nose and mouth.
Like a Kylo Ren mask with eye holes.
Yeah.
I made a Star Wars reference.
Science fiction.
You don't like any of those.
No, and I looked up Serenity. I'm not paying like $6 to watch that movie.
I own it. I'll find it and give it. I'll own it to you.
He always says that. He probably does own it. He's not going to find it.
I've been cleaning out my office. I found a lot of things I didn't realize I still had.
Well, you were
That come from?
I better go smoke this right now before somebody finds it.
Not that. Never done that.
I know. It was a joke, Craig. Jesus Christ.
He's never paid for it.
You've inhaled plenty of it.
Probably.
But you've
all
never
the concerts
it.
You've been to, yeah.
The court agreed that the risk of spreading the virus in a brothel was far higher. However, in their case, there is no especially close contact between the service provider.
They are whip client. Length apart.
That's right. They're at least a crop away.
Yeah, cat of nine tails.
I'm nine tails away from them.
The service is, this is a quote, the service is strictly limited to contact by hand, ensuring greater distancing as a rule. Brothels were different for other reasons, the court added, including the fact that sex involved a dramatically elevated breathing rate, okay, which increased the risk of spreading infection. Last month, sex workers in the
Wait a minute. You're saying that getting your ass whooped doesn't elevate your breathing rate?
Apparently not as much as having a penis in it.
Okay.
According to the article.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Do they have cams of this shit, too?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A.
Sure.
Yes, they have cams of that as well.
Almost exclusively.
Last month, sex workers in the port of Hamburg, not hamburger.
Da burger.
Demonstrated in protest against rules preventing them from working during the pandemic. The ban was discriminatory since other entertainment businesses had been allowed to open. So you can go to a bar, you just can't pick up a hooker there. That would be illegal.
Right.
They're usually at the round at the corner.
However, you can't get your ass slapped. And that's okay.
I coughed into my elbow.
Gross. I mean, thank you.
I'm going to rub my elbow all over your house. Oh, there you go. I'm just going to rub it on the penis butt bowl.
I'm framing that.
When?
When we get a studio, I'm going to have that framed
penis
at our studio.
Penis butt bowl's coming with us?
Yes.
I like it.
And Vinny's wife is doing a caricature of George for our studio, too.
There you go.
Yep.
In the penis butt bowl?
No. Though that would be funny.
If only people knew.
I should just take a picture of it and post it. That would kind of ruin the surprise, though.
Oh, well, I think...
The no. surprise?
I think the fact that everybody knows that we have a penis butthole present, or penis butthole hole present, it kind of gives them something to think about and create a mental picture.
It's visual jokes for podcasting. Part 54.
We're on 142, so we're probably around 109.
We don't mention it every episode, though.
No, but... Visual jokes for podcasting every episode, just about.
You're welcome.
Well, it's summertime. It's been fucking hot. And typically, my kids by this point have had 3 or 4 lemonade Kool-Aid stands. Your kids are too old for that now, aren't they?
Well, we live on a street where there's not enough people to make any money. There's like nobody travels down our street.
We have a pretty busy street, so that helps. Like when we've had garage sales. The girls set up lemonade stands and raked it in. They made more money selling lemonade than we did selling stuff at the garage sale. Like, we could barely keep up with it.
Well, you can just sell lemonade to the people who have to stop and check their undercarriage after they hit the pothole out front.
Oh, that pothole's terrible. It's a sinkhole. It's not a pothole. Well, anyway, Country Time is bailing out children who can't run their own lemonade stands this year due to strict social distancing rules and other restrictions related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Physical distancing, morons. Physical distancing. We're still social. The lemonade and soft drink company is mailing out $100 bailout checks to kids as part of its Littlest Bailout Relief Fund. It's a nod to the Payment Protection Plan, a federal loan program that helps keep small businesses afloat. Their statement says, due to social distancing guidelines, lemonade stands aren't what they used to be, and we want to help kids foster their entrepreneurial spirit by offering a small relief to those who can't operate their lemonade stands this summer. $100. Any child under the age of 14 can apply. All they have to do is submit a maximum 255-character essay. Winners will get a $100 Visa prepaid card. The deadline is August 12th.
You know, my wife stopped at a lemonade stand last week. She said... The kid sat there. I drove past it, and I felt bad. And he's just sitting out there in the hot sun. So I stopped. I gave him $5 for a lemonade, and then I dumped it out before I got back in the car. She said, it could have been full of COVID. It was all COVID-y.
So that's kind of cool.
It's
so
COVID time.
My wife is like Country Time. She's
so if
supporting
you need
lemonade
to-
stands.
If you have a child who's under 14 years old, visit countrytimebailout.com. You have until August 12th.
That is not the website of the week.
It is not.
It could have been, though. Damn it. It's a lost opportunity.
You'll give us something much more confusing.
Okay. Vinny's not here. What in the ever-loving fuck was that website you sent us to? Because I got dancing pigs, and then we got isotherms, and...
Which website is it again?
The www.jody.com.
Wrong.
Jody with an I.
Yes.
Dot org.
Org.
Dot
yes.
org. Okay. That's correct. The point of that website is to keep fuck with your friends.
Okay. Did you make this one?
No. God, no.
Have you ever made a website that we could use for a website of the week? Something ridiculous?
No.
Here are all the dumb names I've come across. And
No. That website is actually an art project made by two artists who work in... HTML as their format.
Okay.
So it was a work of art.
Well, it certainly was.
And is. It's still there. It didn't suck.
It sucked.
Did it entertain you?
No, it pissed me off.
Not in the least.
You're both lying.
Nope, didn't.
We've talked about it on three separate
fucking
episodes.
Hate modern art.
You guys talk about it on three different episodes.
I'm going to go back and listen. I bet you mentioned it.
Even
if you said this is bullshit, you still talked about it.
That's probably what we said. It sucks.
Man, we had a perfect segue here, and I screwed it up.
Yeah, you did.
Because now, after the cow jumped over the moon...
That's exactly where I was wanted to go with it.
Sri Lankan government believes that the King of Lanka, who is portrayed as a villain in the Indian epic... Whatever the fuck that is, Ramayana.
Ramayana.
Rama
ding dong.
Was the world's first aviator. They claim he flew an aircraft more than 5,000 years ago to travel to India and back. The Sri Lankan government is convinced that Demon King Ravana was the first person in the world to fly an aircraft, but needs more documented evidence to prove it.
Yeah, they do.
A lot more.
Any, really.
Which one was it, Daedalus or Icarus, who flew too close? Icarus?
Icarus. And his wings melted.
Right.
Could have been, dumbass.
Could have been the world's first aviator then. He's no Howard Hughes, but...
Who was portrayed by...
Depends. There were two movies, so...
I only know of the one.
The second one has Gilbert Grape's little brother.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Who was the other one?
Oh, I can't remember offhand who it was.
I don't know. That's the one I was thinking of. Now you're just making up shit as far as
no,
I can tell.
No, I'm not.
As far as I can tell.
I just like the part with the jars of poop.
Wasn't that Beavis and Butthead?
Damn.
They're coming back.
They are.
Oh, thank God.
But no guns. They can't have guns.
Christopher Reeve.
Or frogs.
Or frogs. Christopher Reeve played Howard Hughes?
Pre-accident, I'd imagine.
He didn't stick the landing, I'll tell you that.
Too well,
Howard,
soon?
Howard, no, it's been long enough. Howard Hughes didn't ride a horse.
You don't know that.
I saw the movie.
And it covered every day of his life, and he never rode a horse.
Ever.
You said it.
Never, ever.
Have I ridden a horse, Rich?
How the hell would I know?
Exactly.
I didn't see your
movie.
How
the hell would you know if Howard Hughes ever rode a horse?
I didn't see your movie. Jesus. They'd have mentioned it. It would have been poignant, especially with the Christopher Reeves thing.
Oh, Google Rewards.
Google Rewards.
I made the 5 billionth search.
Now you're a Nigerian prince, too.
Screenshot of that.
Before it blows up your phone.
Also, Tommy Lee Jones played Howard Hughes in a movie, biographical film in 1977.
Fascinating.
It is.
What does that have to do with Sri Lanka and Rama Lama?
Nothing. You saw the flow chart that Walden sent to us. The Civil Aviation Authority of Sri Lanka.
That flow chart did make me miss Howie, because that was
that's not a Howie joke.
That was not a shenanigans flow chart. That was a Howie flow chart all day.
Yes,
because it was a shenanigans flow chart. It would have had more sexual references and swearing.
Actually, I think the origin of it was a wife telling a story.
So it's Howie telling
a
story.
Exactly. It's like you're making my point for me.
The Sylvie Ashi.
Somebody
hit the reverse switch on Craig.
Fast is right. It's face, arm, speech. What was the T?
Stick your tongue out. If it goes sideways, we got to make a phone call.
The Civil Aviation Authority of Sri Lanka now wants to understand how Ravana could employ such advanced technologies thousands of years ago and what method he may have used, etc. For this, supporting documents and research material will be required, and it would not be possible for the island nation to reinstate itself as a pioneer of aviation without the help of its citizens. So he's kind of going on the ancient astronaut theory. They need to call it Eric Von Däniken, and we'll get this taken care of.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. That guy is crazy. Yeah, that's good luck with that. I think that's just enough to get certain people riled up enough to get behind it and start like urban myths and shit like that, and it just disappears.
It's going to be on Ancient Aliens. Isn't that one of the television shows on Discovery or something?
It's on History, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why would the fuck would you put that on History Channel? Isn't History Channel supposed to be about history?
The word ancients right in the
title.
Are
you kidding me? When's the last time MTV had any fucking music? It's all pregnant teenagers now.
I haven't watched MTV in 25 years. What the fuck are you two doing over
None
there?
None of your business.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, okay. Dick.
Yeah, dick.
Well.
Well? Well. Keep your hands to your dick. I'm not touching you.
My dick has hands?
What? Yes, it has your hands. Well,
it has
hand.
Fingerprints.
Well,
not a hand, more like
three
a foot.
Fingers.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of an old joke.
Well, let's hear it.
Why do you do men have to shake when they're done going urinating?
Because you can't go.
Can't teach your dick to go.
When I oh, that we could though.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
That would be amazing.
Would you have smell sensory abilities in there? Because I don't want
well, no,
to be able to
no,
do that
just,
if I
just,
can smell when
just,
I do it.
You could.
How about a built-in
think
camera?
All the spaghetti you could eat.
Think of all the. You'd have a new place to keep your phone charger.
Right.
You could do that spit thing with your girlfriend.
Right.
How close can you?
Just dangle it down.
Yep.
And suck it right back up right before it hits.
There's so many different things that could have meant.
Right.
But you're referring to spitty slurpee.
Yes.
With your junk.
Okay.
Okay.
Just wanted to clarify.
Moving on.
Where the fuck is Lucy?
Holding a football someplace. What are you doing? You just fucking with him?
Yes. He is fucking with my computer.
Okay, who here is just putt-putt for the fun of it?
Come That's on, why I was it? Asking. Because she was what? Talking about that Holy Moly show.
I know.
And this was real life Holy Moly, right?
Oh, we're actually talking about putt-putt the miniature golf.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That jingle putt-putt for the fun of it?
Putt-putt for the fun of it. Putt-putt for the fun of it. Yep.
Well, you can't sound
How
now.
How did the rest of it go?
Putt-putt for the fun of it. Putt-putt for the fun of it.
There you go.
Phew. Make a date.
All right, you're
oh, wait,
over.
There was more, wasn't there?
Yeah.
There were two or three choruses.
Yep. Now the putt-putt that was in our hometown in Lockport is a housing development over by
Our dad helped build that putt-putt.
Really?
Yep.
Did he?
Yep.
He claimed to.
Never knew that.
He didn't write his name in the cement or anything. If he did, it's gone now.
Yeah, well, right. He would have gotten fired. Written his name in the cement. No, not that dick.
That's me.
That's me.
Right.
My name.
When we said put your dick in the cement. We didn't mean for you to create a tripping hazard.
You were supposed to take it back out before it dried.
That's you. You do you, man. You do you.
Things were quiet Sunday at the Putt-Putt Fun Center in Memphis, Tennessee, but it was anything but quiet Saturday evening when things quickly turned chaotic. You're supposed to be with family and friends, so it's supposed to be a fun place, but you see all of these aggressive acts, said this one person we saw social media video of the incident. In a recently filed police report, the company said parents just started dropping off their children. Suddenly, there was a crowd of 300 to 400 people causing the business to be in violation of COVID-19 compliance. Meanwhile, the bar around the corner had 300 to 400 parents.
600 to 800. Well.
Yeah. The company said things were okay until people started to jump the line for go-karts. They had go-karts, too, at Putt-Putt?
No.
I love go-kart run.
You can't keep go-karts 6 feet apart.
No rubbing.
You just keep your foot to the gas, and you never lift off it. You just use your brake to help you steer through the turns. It's the only way to do it, man. If you go on two wheels or one wheel or over, it's just all part of the fun.
That's why they give you helmets.
Fat guys don't go on two wheels. Doesn't happen. Firmly to the ground.
This roll bar is made from paper towel rolls.
Well, it's decorative.
While security and other team members tried to get the queue line in order, the decision was made to suspend ticket sales in an effort to be sure everyone got their appropriate number of rides. That was around 7 p.m., 3 hours before the scheduled closing time. Within several minutes, there was a verbal confrontation between several individuals that had to be broken up by security and staff members, and that's when the decision to close down for the night was made. They were about to start issuing refunds when a group started screaming and yelling about their refund. To protect the staff and other guests, it was announced no refunds at this time. And then all hell broke loose. In the video, a girl who appears to be a teenager can be seen tearing apart a plexiglass divider. She then throws the divider along with metal rope stands across a counter where employees are standing. Then she was spitting at another worker. They tried to reach out to her to get her taken the story, but had not heard back. The company clarified they're still giving refunds to those who want one. Just complete chaos. Isn't that what Putt-Putt happened anyway?
I'm watching a fresh post about this. It's an update. They have a video of the girl ripping the plexiglass off. She just throws it behind the counter at the employees. Starts busting up the place with those ropes they put up to make a temporary line in a open area. And she's just chucking it at people. It's crazy. There's papers everywhere. And then the talking heads come back on. Never mind. There were kids throwing fireworks into the crowd, and that started a stampede. They were flooding a gas station across the street and running out into traffic. It's nuts.
We would never do any crazy shenanigans like that.
Well, there wouldn't be enough of us.
There's only four of us.
Yeah. And the closest Putt-Putt is like 45 minutes away. I got to get up early.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. We'll have a remote shenanigans. But yeah, it's crazy. And there's no explanation as to what transpired to cause... To coordinate 300 to 400 kids to all show up at the same time. Nobody knows.
10-cent wings at the bar around the corner.
That's not a meal.
the hell it ain't.
It wasn't in this was in Tennessee, so it wasn't California or New York. All right, this next article that you posted, is this a real thing? Because it's in The Sun, which isn't that one of those tabloids you find at the checkout counter?
Why are you asking me? I read it. I don't know whether it's true or not. You can get as good a place to judge that as I am.
The world's most identical twins who share a boyfriend are planning to get pregnant at the same time. They have a picture here. Those aren't women. Those are fucking sex dolls.
No, they're women.
Are you kidding me?
It's just a bad picture.
Well, even looking
if
down.
If you scroll down.
They look so fake.
There's a video of them talking.
Yeah, they're real people.
They got a lot of fake parts then.
Oh, absolutely.
And for 20 tokens, you can see those fake parts.
Is this still going to be on a cam?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read the article.
The world's most identical twins have revealed they are planning to get pregnant at the same time with their shared boyfriend. They live in Australia with their partner, Ben, and appeared on a show where they explained they wanted to experience pregnancy together. The twins, who share a bed with their man, said they told their plans via video link. I read that wrong. I thought they were going to do a video of it. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to everything in life together. We'll die together. We'll grow old together.
Including Ben.
We may have to go down the IVF route. We'll freeze our eggs at the same time. It'll be a challenge, but we just want to be the same.
So they're okay. Fucking weird.
They're really weird.
This is the result of twins being homeschooled.
Well, they both date the same guy because they say he's the only one that understands us. They taught him their twin language, so he's the only one that understands them.
It's just a low hum.
If you're married to an identical twin, can you tell your wife or sister is hot?
I think she would figure it out.
Okay.
How dare you not?
I asked our friends, I know that you know them too, who are identical twins, and I got, out of the four people that I asked, the twins and their spouses, the spouses both laughed. And the other just gave me this look like you're a fucking idiot.
Which you should have been expecting.
I guess.
I don't know which twins you're talking about. We went to school with several sets of twins.
Correct.
Really?
There's only one set of twins that I know that I'm actually like well acquainted with. And I still can't tell them apart after all these years. And they hate me for it.
Male or female?
Female.
This is the ones I'm talking about.
Okay. So... I've known both of them
forever,
since middle school at least. Mm-hmm. And if I casually run into one of them or the other without their spouse, they will just blurt their name at me.
Really? The spouses give it away.
Because I'll do the, hey, you. And they're like, it's me. Okay.
How's
I'm not going to say the real
job
name.
Job that you do.
Well, and there you kind of cross too. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they don't do the same thing, but they work in a related field.
Yes.
I should say. I know the husband of one of them mm-hmm. very well.
Right.
And I don't know the other one. So if I see them together, I know I don't know that guy, so I know who she is. It works either way. I haven't seen them together in probably 10, 15 years. So maybe now I could tell them apart. But for the longest time, they get frustrated with me because...
Last year, Canada Day. That's the last time I saw them together.
No. I know they're not the same person because I have seen them together at the same place at the same time. Beyond that, it's been a while.
Mirrors.
Mirrors?
Witchcraft.
Stealth technology.
They're not twins, they're carny folk.
Right. Holograms.
Speaking of holograms, have you guys watched...
No.
Jay and Silent Bob, the reboot?
No.
Yes.
And the Chris Hemsworth...
I have to change my fucking answer now.
The Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. It was not great, but there were some parts that... made me chuckle pretty hard.
I liked it when Chris Hemsworth is going, yeah, don't touch the hologram. Don't try to fuck the hologram. Right. I'm not really here.
That does sound funny, but the Jay and Silent Bob movies were not great.
The first movie, Clerks, was awesome.
Hilarious. Clerks 2, yep. Not so much.
The best part of Clerks 2 is when Rosario Dawson is teaching Dante how to dance on the roof.
I remember that.
It was good. What about Mallrats? You don't like Mallrats?
It was okay.
I like when you... When
Chasing
first...
Amy's better than Mallrats.
Which one had ass pretzels?
Mallrats.
That's okay. Mallrats.
That one, yeah. That was the funniest part of the movie.
Well, the background in Mallrats is priceless because they walk into the mall and the carpet store is called Carpet Munchers. They never actually acknowledge it, but you have to like watch the store names in the background. It's hilarious.
It's a schooner.
So anyway,
did that fake mall have a dildo store?
It should have. I bet you it did.
I bet it did.
Why do you ask that?
Why?
Yeah. Why ask why?
It just seemed like a good idea at the time.
But dry.
Oh, how funny is the name Canada Dry for a product? Because people say, I could drink Canada Dry. You'd have to be really thirsty.
What happened to Georgian Bay, eh?
I drank Canada Dry. Speaking of dildo stores, a masked thief was still at large after he casually exited a Las Vegas adult store in broad daylight with a 3-foot, 40-pound dildo hoisted onto his shoulder.
At least he didn't try to hide that in his pants.
How could you not walk out with it on your crotch?
Right.
Just be like, murr! He just picked it up and walked out with it, said a store employee who declined to give her last name. The surveillance footage,
which I'm watching right now,
passed me, and you can get better footage for 20 more tokens. The surveillance footage of the July 14th theft at the Deja Vu Love Boutique reported that the man stuffed the stolen phallus into his car and made a, quote, clean getaway.
Holy thick Christ, that thing's huge. You're going to, like, move.
That's what she said. Shit.
You're going to put someone's liver out of place.
Liver? Pop their eyes out of their socket.
Holy fuck. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to make a bong out of it.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to go smack my ex-girlfriend with it.
It's big enough now. The store said the stolen good is actually a sex toy named Moby after the DJ.
No.
He's a huge dick.
Yes.
That retails for $1,250.
Maybe they should check out guys named Ahab.
I finally got it.
It is white, which is contradictory in a way. I'm not sure what that means, but
big in Japan.
The article reads, if the crook gets caught, he'll surely be subject to the penal code.
Yar.
Which is exactly the joke I was going to make anyway.
All right, so what's happening in Canada?
It's Canada Watch time.
I was waiting for the theme to be over.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Canada Watch.
listening pleasures, Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
The music's over.
Oh.
I always miss it.
Craig, as a student of history, I'm afraid to ask you this question without having napped first.
Fucking. How closely do you follow
Canadian politics from 1918?
Never. I don't follow Canadian politics now, either do Canadians.
There's this thing going on right now. You've heard of Brexit.
Yep.
Brexit is where Britain wants to leave the European Union because what? Who doesn't? I mean, come on. We've all done it.
We led the way.
That's right. We're trendsetters. You know that in Canada, there's the province of Quebec, and they have many times threatened to
love
secede.
Quebec.
Fucking hate Quebec.
Good fishing up in Quebec. They've threatened to secede multiple times. They're the reason why you can't put up a sign in Canada unless it's bilingual.
I thought it was because of Dan Aykroyd.
John Candy might have had something to say about that as well.
Right.
But
I know
now,
you've seen that movie.
Of course he's seen it. His name's in it.
Right.
Now, the whole middle part of the country is talking about seceding.
The middle part.
The middle part. Because they don't like Justin Trudeau. And this isn't the first time it's happened. The reason that's significant to us is because back in the day, so the party that wants to secede is currently named the Wexit Party, because the west side of Canada wants to leave the east side of Canada.
Except for British Columbia.
Their own country. Except for British Columbia?
I would assume so.
Oh, I thought you were following this.
No.
No? Okay. Fuck you too. Okay, so
you know that feeling you get in your, that taste you get in your mouth when you're about to fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that right now.
Speed it up there, Rich.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, now he's gonna go slow.
Really? Who the hell are you?
The guy who runs the whole thing here?
You can clip it later.
Yep.
So, Brexit.
So anyway. So the Wexit Party decided we don't like the name, so we're going to revert back to when the party was first founded. They were known as the Buffalo Saskatchewan Party. The thrust of this is there used to be a movement in Canada to name the province that became Saskatchewan and Alberta Buffalo. They were going to make it one big province that took up the whole middle section of the country.
And Saskatchewan won.
Yeah, and Alberta. And they split it in half, so it's half the size. But
gives them more representation in their parliament.
That much land had the same number of people in it as one of the other provinces. So it would have had what you were saying. But instead they decided to split it in half because of being able to move through their own province easily. There's a mountain range in the middle or some bullshit like that. Anyway, I just thought it was cool that there was a province they were going to name Buffalo.
Yeah.
The only thing would be that if they named that province Buffalo, the Edmonton Oilers would have lost those four Stanley Cups.
Oh, no. Good save, Craig.
Sports. History. You brought the history up. I brought the sports up. So,
in other boring news, in Canada, an Ottawa psychiatrist has been warned by the College of Physicians and Surgeons to stop falling asleep during sessions with patients and listening to history lessons. Basically, he's making his patients feel bad about it. I thought that this was a regular thing that happened all the time. You watch this, watch TV shows where they portray the psychologist and the patient talking, and the patient's laying there, and the psychologist is falling asleep.
What is this laying down thing? Who's been to, anyone here been to a therapist besides me?
It's like a meme. It's like a thing that they used to do. I don't know if they do it all the time. Maybe it's Freudian.
Never laid down. I always sat in a chair face to face with the person I'm talking with. The first time I went, I go, am I supposed to lay on the couch? You can sit wherever you'd like and however you'd like. Okay.
So I jumped out the window.
You suck at your job!
They do have a hang up on you taking your pants off.
As in, please put your pants back on, Matt?
Yeah, yes.
Or hang
they
those
said
pants
I could
up.
Sit and be as comfortable as I want. I was going to take my pants off.
They spread some pudding on the couch. I don't know. In other news in Canada, something's got a hit here.
I don't know. I think the four Stanley Cups was a winner.
That was good.
Well, you got to put up with that whole bullshit that I said, so you can build up to your joke.
That was a long way around.
Hey, Canada's big, so.
Editing.
Take time. The first in-person check presented to a lottery winner in Quebec since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic was presented by an official immune to the disease, a human-sized robot.
So why is she still wearing a fucking mask then?
Fair question.
That's not the robot.
It's a fair question because she's from Quebec. So.
Quebec.
Quebec? Quebecois? Lotto Quebec said it employed the use of a robot designed by a student club.
Number five.
At the Montreal-based École de Technologie Supérieure in partnership with Contec to present Guylaine Desjardins with her check for $4.47 million Canadian dollars.
$7.
Same joke, different amount.
Lottery officials.
Free lifetime Tim Hortons.
It was a check. It wasn't in the form of a Tim Hortons card. A lottery official said the ceremony, which was broadcast on Facebook Live, that no human hands had touched the check for 72 hours. 72 hours?
I know. It's bullshit.
Before the robot handed it over to the winner. She won her jackpot from the July 1st lotto drawing, but she said it took a while for her to discover her win because she only checks her tickets after every four drawings.
So she's not a real lottery person.
No, I guess not.
Because you got to walk into Wilson Farms or wherever with that with your own little lotto booklet and check your daily winnings every day.
I don't play the lottery as much as I used to because
I don't play any.
When I used to commute to work, there's a huge lottery billboard on the drive, and it would remind me, oh, I got my lottery ticket. Oh, the jackpot's $400 million or whatever. So, you know, $30 million wouldn't be sufficient. Oh, no.
I would like to buy $200 million worth of lottery tickets, please. I got a system.
It's been done.
Now you just need the $200 million.
I need the $200.
That's what's happening in Canada this week.
That's all?
Unfortunately.
Do you have a website of the week for us?
But they have health. This one is for Walden.
Ooh, okay. Yay. It's going to be super confusing. I busted his balls about the Canada story, so.
Does this website have 47 W's?
No website has 47 W's.
WWW. No.
Okay, so we've done this person does not exist, and we've done this.
The fake feet.
Foot does not exist.
Right.
Now we're going to do this word does not exist.com. Now, when I first saw this one, I thought,
irregardless of what you say.
That's not a word!
That's a word. It is now.
That's a word. The same way literally means the opposite of literally.
Fuck you, Merriam-Webster.
Stick that in your fucking wagnalls. When I first saw this website, I thought, there's companies out there that are paid to come up with brand names that are close to a word but different so that it's unique. Like Verizon almost sounds like Horizon, but not quite. Right?
It's really close to Bell Atlantic.
So close.
Which is really close to 9X, which you actually know what 9X means.
New York, New England Exchange.
It appears that I've set you off. So this website generates words that sound like they're real and gives a fake definition, but it's actually completely made up.
Skid
what you got
gate.
There, Walden?
Immunography. The systemic recording of an individual's health using lymphoscopy.
That
sounds like a thing somebody does, right?
Someone's taking a picture of my lymph nodes. I got skid gate, an airtight opening in a road or road surface. Sounds real. I call it a manhole or a sewer grate.
We know you call it your manhole. You can get those too. Cam shows on that.
Did you get a word?
Yes. I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, come on. Oh, this he won't say.
Stew eye.
Yes, you stew.
What is a stew eye?
A shot created by a net shot at the back post of a surface of ice. That's not the definition I was coming up with, but.
Did you get one, Rich?
I got shoal slide. The sharp, abrupt sound heard when a person falls, especially that made by an aircraft crashing over a tree.
I can't pronounce regular words. You think I'm going to try to pronounce some of these words? Calorita, a plant of the mint family with pink, aloe, gourd, and lemon-flavored leaves and oval flowers. Calorita fruit are usually grown in containers, such as churches. Misemission, irritation or defecation that is not accidental or could be accidental. The fuck?
Hooligan bait, flattery or foolish pretensions. If that's not a word, it should be. Now, the second definition of the word is always the same.
A word that does not exist. It was invented, defined, and used by a machine learning algorithm.
Here, I have one for you that's going to require the voice. Glabory, a large sign or signifying the importance of what is written in gold.
It's gold. It's written in gold. It's a real word. I know it. I learned it when I was away at college. Not fighting in Vietnam. I showered it everywhere.
This is kind
of
cool.
Anyway, that's the website of the week. ThisWordDoesNotExist.com.
I'm going to have to mess around with this one a little bit. That's pretty cool. ThisWordDoesNotExist.com.
There's a disclaimer at the bottom of the website. Words are not reviewed and may reflect bias in the training set. In other words, it might have a racist definition on here, and we're not responsible if you're offended.
Source code is based on GPT-2 from Transformers. You can buy me a coffee. Right down at the bottom.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. All right, so for shenanigans, it's been Rich.
It's a link to, it's called buymeacoffee.com. Sorry.
Okay.
That's next week's website of the week.
Oh, damn. So for Rich, Walden, Matt, I'm
Craig.
Hey,
everybody.
Thank you for listening to Shenanigans.